And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about some very important things. First of all, let's have a little quiz. Do you get upset? If you get upset, it means there's something wrong with you. You should not be getting upset. You should be calm under all circumstances. Okay? In the Bible, it talks about faith. Paul says, in all things, okay, do not be worried, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, okay? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So the question is, do you get upset? Okay, do you get irritated at traffic? So answer these questions, yes or no. Do you get irritated at traffic? Do you get irritated when somebody cuts in front of you? Do you get irritated at work when there's extra work put on your desk? Do you get irritated at your wife, at your husband? Do you get irritated at your partner? How about your children? Do you become impatient with your children? Okay. Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, it means that you have not gotten to first base. That's right. You've not gotten to first base in terms of spiritual development, or even in terms of maturity, in terms of character. Okay? In other words, like I was saying yesterday, I've made two videos in the last 2 days about advanced concepts in stress management based on my over 20 years of studying Dr. Hans Selye, researching contemplative prayer, meditation, and all of the and various things that are known in the field of psychology and in the field of physiology about stress. And I said that if you cannot remain calm and composed in the little things, then how are you ever going to remain calm in the big things? If you get upset simply because traffic is a little slow, then it means you have no character. Okay, I'm sorry. You have no character. So it's back to the drawing board. Okay, back to square one. You haven't even gotten first base. Doesn't matter how many degrees you have. Doesn't matter how much of the Bible you've read or how much of anything that you've read. Doesn't matter at all. If you get upset about little things, then you have to go back to boot camp, back to basic training and learn the basics. Okay? Basic number one. What did Christ tell us? He told us not to hate other people. Okay? He said, don't hate your brother, right? And when he said brother, he meant your sister, your mother, your aunt, your neighbor, your cousin. Okay? Your coworker, your boss. Don't hate anybody. Well, if you resent people, that means you hate them. That's right. That's what resentment is. It's a little bit of hate. If you're impatient with your children, do you know when your little child comes to you, okay, with a question, and you're impatient, okay, that's something that's an ugly pride in you, an ugly pride, and it feels like hate to the little child. That's right. That's what it feels like. So it's back to basics, okay? Back to square one. You've forgotten what you knew. You knew more when you were a little tiny child than you do now. When you were a little tiny child, you loved people that were patient and were kind and had a twinkle in their eye. Okay, you knew they were good, and you saw some people were mean and some people were impatient and hateful, see, and sneaky. Well, look, you forgot all that. You knew more when you were a little child than you do now.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around 25 years. Yes, I've been around 25. I've had a radio program for over 25 years. I'm in my 26th year now, and I know what I'm talking about. I've been helping people for over a quarter of a century. I've written 18 books. Okay? So, what have you been doing? What have you been doing? Why haven't you been growing in character? Why have you been losing your character? See? If you can't say no to the potato chip or to buying the thing that you don't need or to the naughty picture or to the little bit of gossip, if you can't say no to your latte in the morning at Starbucks, how many people? I see so many people now, and I can't have any respect for them. They go into Starbucks, get an oatmeal or one of those breakfast sandwiches and some kind of a big overwrought drink. And it costs them what? $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10. You know, my mother, God bless her soul, she had her issues. My mother had her issues. But one thing about her, at least when she was younger, she was frugal. See, like me, I have a little oatmeal at home. I have oatmeal at home, and it costs what? 25 cents. Okay. So what can I say? So if you can't say no to the little indulgence, if you don't have a little extra time for your child when your child comes with a question, if you become impatient, okay, then back to square one, okay? You haven't developed any character whatsoever. Now, what is the effect of anger on your health? What is the effect of anger on your heart? What is the effect of anger on your pancreas? What is the effect of anger on your stomach? What is the effect of impatience on your nervous system and your blood vessels? Okay? What is the effect of hate, resentment, hostility? See, secretly holding a grudge against someone. Okay? What is the effect of that upon your health? See? Well, it's not good. So how come you haven't learned anything from the time you were a little tiny child? When you were a little child, you knew that there were good people and bad people, okay? You loved the people that had patience and understanding. And so now you can't even drive in traffic without becoming upset. Can anyone have respect for you? Do you think that people in the car with you, your wife, your children, your husband, okay, can they have, deep down, can they have any respect for you? If you become upset over little things, see, how can they have respect for you? We watch a lot of sports. We spend too much time worrying about other people's, you're neglecting your own character development. You're neglecting your own life, your own family, spending time, getting texts about what some, what's her name, Kardashian, or a basketball player, or somebody, what they said or what they did. That's how you spend, that's how you're twittering away your life, wasting your life. Okay? Wasting your life. Meanwhile, see, you're falling apart. Your health, you don't have character. See, that's square number, that's first base is having character. Never mind all the other stuff. So, no character, okay? No respect, okay? So what happened? How did you lose your character? Did you smoke marijuana? Did you take drugs? Did you have promiscuous sex? Did you hate your parents? Okay? Did you hate other people because they did seem to be more popular and you made up your mind you wanted to be popular too? Did you make things too important? The car, the something or other more important than what you knew in your heart is right, okay? So now it's all compensation. You know, you give money to this or that charity, you put on airs in public, you drive a nice car, you act very polite out in public, you have some kind of a degree on the wall. It's all compensation. It's all compensation for what you lost. And what you lost was character. And the way you would gain, and so it's gone. So how are you going to get your character back? Okay, how are you going to get your character back? All right, well, may I recommend that you listen to this whole, to the whole program. It's going to be a 30-minute program. Most of you are only getting 15 minutes. This is an infomercial. I'm only on for 15 minutes, and I won't be on anymore this week. So you better write down the web address, so you can find out what resources I have and find out how you might regain your character. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. And so the question is, how are you going to regain your character? If you're just joining in, if you just tuned in on the radio dial, this program is not a long program, and I'm only on once a week. I know on a couple of stations I'm on, twice, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, or once in the morning and once in the evening, but basically this is it. Okay, it's like an infomercial. I remember one time, long time ago, I don't know, over 20 years ago, I was listening to an infomercial. You know how they have them early Sunday morning or something? And it was a doctor, I can't remember his name, but he was talking about something, and I was galvanized because I realized that he was talking about what my issues were, and he actually had something that was a great help to me, probably saved my life, okay? It was a little bit outside the box, but it saved my life. And so the question is, if you are going around now upset all the time. You know, and so what does that do to your delicate organs in your body being upset all the time? And what do you think it does to your soul? If you had a rapport with your Creator, If you had what they call faith, which most people don't have, they don't have faith. They have compensation. They have all emotions. You build up a lot of emotion, and you think that's faith, but it's not. Okay. If you had faith like Abraham, Christ, Paul, Moses, okay, and you wouldn't get upset. You think Abraham or Moses or Paul would be... They had such character. Paul had such character. He could endure hardships, and incidentally, so did your forebears, your great grandfather, perhaps grandmother, great great grandmother. Okay, and the founders of this nation, they had character. They could endure hardships. Today we have no character. No character. If you're standing in line to get your latte, okay, and the line is a little bit delayed, what happens? You become irritated. So you see what you have, it's like you have a massive pride, this great big pride that goes around judging everyone. Look at her, look at what she's wearing, look at how she talks, oh my God, look at her boyfriend. So you go around judging everyone. You have this massive pride, and so you play God. In other words, you play God. You're like a king or a queen, judging other people, okay, and demanding worship, honor, respect. You want people to respect you, to honor you, to worship you, okay? And when they don't, then what? Then you condemn them. Then you condemn them for not honoring and respecting you, worshiping you. Okay? So where's the character? Okay, and you men, the way men dress nowadays, look at how they dress. Oh, shoelaces untied, jewelry all over the place. What a waste. See, a man of character is not going to waste money on jewelry. He's just not going to, because he has character. That's his jewelry. You know, like the man once said, well, who was that? Was it Congressman Dolan? Was he the one? I can't remember his name now. He was such a nice man. He was talking about two men that are having a duel, and the swords. You could hear the ch-ch-ch as the swords were clashing. And then one said, "Where are your medals?" The one said, and he pushed the other dueler back against the wall and had him, it looked like he was trapped. And then the one against the wall rebounded and pushed the other one back and was driving him back. You hear the clash of the swords, and he said, "I, sir, wear my medals on my heart." And then he renewed and doubled his efforts and then won. So where is your character? Why do you need jewelry? Okay, your character, a man's character is his jewelry. See, and most men are weak. I feel sorry for women, because their men are so weak. And so she has more like a little boy. He's more like a kid, a big kid, than he is, you know, the Moses, Abraham of the family. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. So there are two types of people in the world. There are people who admit that they're wrong. They don't like seeing it. We don't like seeing that we're wrong. But they admit it. Okay, and realize that they need to change. Maybe they don't know how to change. Maybe they've tried. See, people have tried. You've tried to make yourself better, but it hasn't worked. You know, you're ready to cry out for answers. Perhaps cry out to your Creator. Then He can change you. Okay? But like I said, there's two kinds of people. People who see that they're wrong and admit it. Okay? And then people... Well, actually, there's two kind. First of all, there's people who see that there's something wrong with the way they exist, and there's people who are perfectly happy with their rotten, prideful, ugly self. Okay, their rotten, prideful self, covered over with pretense. They don't see anything wrong with it at all. They think they're wonderful. Okay, so I can't help those people. Then there are people who see that there's something wrong with the way they exist. Okay, but they don't want to admit it. And then they blame others or excuse, see, look for someone to support them and comfort them and reassure them, okay? But then there are some people who see that there's something wrong with the way they exist. They admit it and they would like to change, okay? So that's the kind of person that I can help, okay? Because a little dose of honesty, okay? Now, a little dose of honesty will drive most people away. Or make them resentful. But the ones who become resentful, see, they hear the truth, they don't like it, they become very resentful over it. And then of those groups, some will just become resentful and then self-destruct from the resentment. See, they realize that they hate the truth. Okay? And so they have their force to see what a sorry state they're in. And that's got to be a horrible agony because they're unwilling to change and yet they can see that they're self-destructing. But then there are people who resent hearing the truth and it sticks in their craw. Then they think about it and think about it and think about it and they can't defeat the truth because it's the truth. Okay, they can't defeat it because it's true. The truth is self-evident. And finally they have to admit it. They have to say, yes, I'm wrong. Yes, I'm wrong. Okay. One time I heard, I'll save that story for another time. But being able to say, yes, I'm wrong, to your Creator, you know, in your heart, to your Creator, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. Okay? So let's say we've got two women dragging their child off to preschool or daycare or something, and the child is crying. Clinging to her neck, doesn't want to go. The child is clinging. There's something wrong. The child doesn't want to go. Okay. Then there are two mothers. One mother will force her child to go anyway. See? So she can go have her latte or text or go shopping or go off to work to pay for the extra car that they don't need and the latte every morning. You see what I mean? But then the other mother holds her daughter and said, you know, there's obviously something wrong over there, and let's go home. Takes her daughter home and is with her daughter, okay? Finds a way to be with her daughter. It makes all the difference. That's one of those turning points. You either listen to what you know in your heart is right, okay, or you harden your heart and turn from the truth, okay? And if the cry of a little child won't awaken you to the truth, okay, then I guess nothing will. Maybe suffering, maybe 20 years of suffering and a ruined life, and then maybe you'll be ready to say, well, you know what? I was selfish. I was wrong. Okay? So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the program, Talk to a Pastor. And at my website, I have some wonderful resources. The primary resource that I have that is helpful to people who are willing to change, who are willing to admit they're wrong, okay, is the meditation. Because what happens now, let's say you're deep down in your heart, see, you love the truth, you know you're wrong and you're willing to admit it, but you don't know how to change, okay? But what's happened now is you're defeated by your emotions and your thoughts. You get lost in negative emotions. lost in negative thoughts. They pull you in, they suck you in, and then round and round you go in thoughts, thoughts driving emotions, emotions driving negative thoughts, you see? Well, the meditation that I have helps you to stand back from that squirrel cage of thoughts. Stand back, okay, stand, become objective, okay, and then you can observe what's wrong with yourself without overreacting to what you see. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, I hope you enjoyed the little dose of tough love, okay? Just realize that a little bit of tough love, and if you can say, yes, Roland, yes, you're right, I'm wrong, okay? That's a really beautiful thing. Didn't you? It says in the Bible that there's more joy among the angels in heaven over one person who repents and has a change of heart than over 99 who didn't need to repent, you see? It's a beautiful thing. So visit my website and get the meditation and some of the free resources. They'll be so helpful to you, okay? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.